Ladies and gentlemen, we have the Honey Drippers in the house tonight. And they just got back from Washington, D.C. I think they got something they want to say.
Tufts community.
Good morning.
You are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. This is DJ Marissa and
DJ Anna. And today, as you might have noticed in our intro of Impeach the President, there are some things that have been going on lately and even today that Marissa and I think are unjust, and we wanted to have a show that's kind of themed around that today.
Having politics and music and
all that's in between.
A good activist show today.
Yes.
Sorry to take your thunder if you're
watching something. Okay. No, you didn't.
So that you just heard Impeach the President from the Honey Drippers.
Mm-hmm.
And one thing presidential that's on my mind today, aside from politics in our own country, is politics in Cameroon, where I was for study abroad. And the presidential election that happens every 7 years in Cameroon took place on October 7th, and then results were not released until today, October 22nd, official results. And I did just see news that said the kind of expected outcome, which is the re-election of the incumbent president, who has so far served 36 years and has been elected for another 7-year term, and is, I mean, obviously has a seat in lasting political power, and has some supporters, also has a lot of people in the country and elsewhere who think that, you know, this is an example of why term limits should be a universal, why serving 7 terms is not...
It's too many.
Yeah. So the next song I wanted to put on is from a Cameroonian artist. The artist's name is Petit Pays. And darn, I can't say the song title.
You could say it in English.
Oh, I could say it in English. Does that get around? Okay.
Yeah.
And the song title is Even Heads of State Die. But that's not actually the song title because it's in French.
Which I think you said last night we were planning the show, and is not saying we should kill our heads of state,
yes,
but just that everyone is finite.
Yes, it's not a threat. It is just saying that it is not some immortal god that governs us.
Yeah.
It is very much a human.
Yeah.
So here we go. Hope you enjoy it.
Même le chef d'État meurt. Mambo Mato Bidita, Pato Bese Bata. Bebou Bekumo Obuwa. Donaton de Moussango Mamoudi. Boka Boulogi Bama Boko. C'est le duo d'Afrique qui le dit à haute voix. Jungle.
Quadjapi. Bolbia doit partir. Bolbia doit partir. Bolbia doit partir. Bolbia doit partir. Obol doit partir, c'est le souhait des opposants. Qu'il aille se reposer, 36 ans c'est épuisant. Ça c'est même quel travail où il n'y a pas de regrette. Robert Mugabe a fait ça, aujourd'hui il regrette. Me voici qui signe un son qui risque me bring on gas. Parce que j'ai eu un peu de courage et beaucoup d'audace. De dire tout haut ce que la majorité pense pas. Est-ce que la France va m'aider? Je ne pense pas. Il faut savoir quitter les choses avant qu'elles ne vous quittent. Je veux quitter la zig mais ma tête est remplie de hits. Depuis ma naissance, j'ai connu croix pape. Au nom de Dieu, Popol, tu es fort. Moi-même, je l'appe. Bolbia doit partir. 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 Bolbia doit partir.
Okay, so you are listening to another Cameroonian song, this one titled Paul Biya Doit Partir, which translated to English means Paul Biya, the current president, must leave. It's been too long. So we know that won't necessarily happen for the next 7 years, but just food for thought. Thank you for indulging these two Cameroonian songs, Radio World.
No, they're not an indulgement, really. I really enjoy, especially the second one. I just think it's a fun song. But also important songs. Up next, we are going to play a song off of Jamila Woods' first and only album. And as I was just saying to Marissa, this is not a political protest in the same way that the other two were, or the past three were. But it talks about how the lyrics are, the world wants us to be numb and alone, and it kind of just talks about like finding your loved ones and making community, and like everyone should just know that having a strong supportive community is a political act, because a lot of passivity and going with the status quo comes from just being an individual and not really forming relationships with those around you. So anyway, it is radical to be friends with your neighbor, to love your neighbor, not to make this religious. And anyway, be with your family, make new family. This is Jamila Woods.
summer never comes.
Endless miles of railroad laid. Now we stand outcast and starving mid the wonders we have made. But the Union makes us strong.
Solidarity forever. Solidarity forever. Solidarity forever. For the Union makes us strong.
They have taken untold millions that they never toil to earn. But without our brain and muscle, not a single wheel can turn. We can break their haughty power, gain our freedom when we learn that the Union makes us strong.
Solidarity forever.
In our hands is placed a power greater than their hoarded gold, greater than the might of atoms magnified a thousandfold. We can bring to birth a new world from the ashes of the old, for the Union makes us strong.
Solidarity forever. Solidarity forever. Solidarity forever.
Flowers gone. Long.
Hi. All right. So what you just heard was Solidarity Forever by Pete Seeger, and this was kind of just what I chose. But everyone should check out Pete Seeger if you aren't already familiar, because he just has a lot of really great labor justice themed music. Marissa, did you want to talk about the unionization that we're most in contact with here at Tufts?
Yes, Anna. Thank you. So that last song was talking a lot about unions and, you know, power and solidarity and working together. Mm-hmm. And at Tufts, the Tufts dining workers have been working towards unionization since last year, and I don't know all of the details. I do know that there is certainly resistance on the Tufts administration side, and that this is a challenge, as I'm sure most unionizations in big companies or big organizations prove to be. But this may be more so than in other cases, and I do see a lot of value in student support for our dining workers mm-hmm. in this effort. And I proudly have my "We love our cafeteria workers" button on my bag. I'm also noticing, Anna, you are wearing your honk button.
That is actually really coincidental. I just was wearing this sweater today and it already had my honk button. But honk is also a really cool radical event that happens every year in Davis Square that just occurred a couple weeks ago, so you're gonna have to wait till next year. Though honk school happens every single Sunday, and Marissa's housemate Emily Touche goes often.
Does she really?
Yeah, she talks about it often and wants me to go with her. So anyway, honk is basically just activist street music, a socialist body. So anyway, if you want to check that out, go to honk school on Sundays or go to the festival in the, I think it's like usually the weekend of Indigenous Peoples Day or the one after it. Okay, so do you have something for us next?
Yes, next up on the radical political agenda is a classic song from Edwin Starr.
To me. It ain't nothing but a heartbreaker. it's nothing. Oh, it ain't nothing but a heartbreak. Oh, oh, friend only to the undertaker.
The name of this tune is Mississippi Goddamn. And I mean every word of it. Alabama's got me so upset. Tennessee made me lose my rest. And everybody knows about Mississippi Goddamn. Alabama's got me so upset. Tennessee made me lose my rest, and everybody knows about Mississippi. Goddamn, can't you see it? Can't you feel it? It's all in the air. I can't stand the pressure much longer. Somebody say a prayer. Alabama's got me so upset. Tennessee made me lose my rest, and everybody knows. Show tune, but the show hasn't been written for it yet. Hound dogs on my trail, school children sitting in jail, black cat cross my path, I think every day's gonna be my last. Mercy on this land of mine. We all gonna get it in due time. I don't belong here, I don't belong there. I've even stopped believing in prayer. Don't tell me, I'll tell you. Me and my people just about do. I've been there, so I know. You keep on saying, go slow. But that's just the trouble. Washing the windows, picking the cotton. You're just plain rotten. You're too damn lazy. You're thinking it's crazy. Where am I going? What am I doing? I don't know. I don't know. Just try to do your very best. Stand up, be counted with all the rest. Everybody knows about Mississippi, goddamn. I bet you thought I was kidding, didn't you? Picket lines, school boycotts. They try to say it's a communist plot. All I want is equality for my sister, my brother, my people, and me. Told me to wash and clean my ears and talk real fine just like a lady, and you'd stop calling me Sister Sadie. Oh, but this whole country is full of lies. You all gonna die and die like flies. I don't trust you anymore. You keep on saying go slow. Everybody knows about Mississippi. Everybody knows about Alabama.
about destruction. Don't you know that you can count me out?
Don't you know it's gonna be solution? Well, you know, we don't love to see the plan. You ask me for a contribution. Well, you know, we all do what we can. But if you want money for people with minds that hate, all I can tell you is, brother, you have to wait.
Don't you know it's gonna be
alright? Alright. Alright. Carrying pictures of Chairman Mao, you ain't gonna make it with anyone anyhow.
Don't you know it's gonna be
alright? Alright. Alright. Alright.
Okay. Welcome back. Thank you, everyone, for, if you've just tuned in recently, for tuning in. So you were just hearing, I thought I was hearing music playing. Anyway, if you're just joining us, we're having a radicalism and activism themed show today because of the certain things that have been going on, and you just heard it, probably one of the most popularized revolutionary songs out there by the Beatles. And before that, you were hearing Mississippi Goddamn by Nina Simone, which was that was a live performance, I think, in New York City somewhere. From the early 60s, and she kind of goes into overall dissatisfactions with the state of America at the time, but I think was specifically more in reaction when she references Mississippi. She's talking about the lynch of Emmett Till. And before that was War, and I don't know if you have anything to say about that, Marissa, or if it stands alone.
It stands alone.
Okay, great. So, do you have something ready for us, or should I line up our next song?
I would be happy to go into either of the songs we talked about, notably a Buffalo Springfield tune, if you're feeling that.
Yeah, okay. No, I just didn't know. But yes, next we have a Buffalo Springfield song that is also fairly popular, but I also think it's a bit more or explicitly radical. I don't know. Anyway, enjoy, everyone. This is Buffalo Springfield.
There's something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear.
There's a man with a gun over there telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop, children. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Being wrong, nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Young people speak in their minds are getting so much resistance from behind. Time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Day for the heat, a thousand people in the street singing songs and a carrying signs, mostly say hooray for our side. It's time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Your life, it will creep. It starts when you're always afraid. Step out of line, the man come and take you away. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. We better stop now. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going down.
Okay, welcome back. You were just listening to For What It's Worth from Buffalo Springfield, and we have reached the time for a public service announcement. So in sifting through this binder of PSAs here in studio, I was looking for some of the more political ones, and thinking of many additions and, you know, if I could create my own PSA things to say. The written one that I settled on is numbers to think about. Some numbers to think about. The United States has less than 5% of the planet's population, but incarcerates 24% of the planet's prisoners and accounts for 43% of the world's total military spending. A public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. Some numbers I would add to that include that Massachusetts' current minimum wage is $11 per hour. We were talking, Anna and I recently, about the $15 minimum wage push, and that is a hot topic politically. Any other numbers that you have on your mind? I just kind of threw that out there.
Numbers on my mind. I guess I was reading The Observer this weekend and was looking at the article about tiered housing at Tufts and co-housing, and looking at that. So once tiered housing kicks in next year or next semester, so currently everyone pays, I think, around, or everyone on campus pays around $7,000, a little over $7,000. And now with co-housing, no matter where you live on campus, it will be at least around $8,500, and the most expensive being at around $10,500, which goes into it's about $1,200 a month for housing. And so anyway, at a bare minimum, everyone's housing is going to go up by about 20%. Anyway, these are numbers that I'm thinking about that I'm also not sure of. Numbers to think about of living at Tufts. Anyway. Also in the background, we're listening to Where Have All the Flowers Gone? Do you have anything else to say, Marissa?
I do not. Go ahead with the next song.
Okay. So this is a strange one. It's definitely a song that I don't even know how much I enjoy listening to, but I think is a very important piece of activism. This is a song by Paul Robeson, who was singing post-World War II and was actually blacklisted in the McCarthy era for being a communist. So anyway, enjoy Paul Robeson in this strange tune.
'76, the sky was red, thunder rumbling overhead. Bad King George couldn't sleep in his bed, and on that stormy morn, old Uncle Sam was born. Old Sam put on a three-cornered hat, and in a Richmond church he sat, and Patrick Henry told him that, while America drew breath, it was liberty or death.
What kind of hat is a three-cornered hat?
Nobody who was anybody believed it. Everybody who was anybody, they doubted it. Nobody had faith. Nobody, nobody but Washington, Tom Paine, Benjamin Franklin, Chaim Solomon, Crispus Attucks, Lafayette. Nobody's.
Nobody's ran a tea party at Boston.
Betsy Ross organized a sewing circle.
Yeah, Paul Revere had a horse race.
And a little ragged group believed it. And some gentlemen and ladies believed it. And some wise men and some fools. And I believed it too. And you know who I am.
Oh, who are you, mister?
Yeah, how come all this?
Well, I'll tell you. Now let me...
No, let us tell you!
Then Mr. Tom Jefferson, a mighty fine man, he wrote it down in a mighty fine plan. The rest all sided with a mighty fine man as they crossed their feet and nodded their arms.
And a mighty fine idea.
Adopted unanimously in Congress, July 4th, 1776.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator.
Hey, what's happening?
Brother, what's up?
This is a good recording, man.
Mother, there's too many of you crying. Brother, 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 there's far too many of you dying. No, we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today. Hey, Father, Father, we don't need to escalate. You see, war is not the answer, for only love.
You know we've got to find a way.
imagine no possessions.
Hey, you just heard Imagine from John Lennon, a classic. And trying to leave off this hour in which we've discussed a lot of politics, a lot of music that stems from wars and injustices and important political events throughout our nation and other nations' histories. On a note of what's next, you know, what is other radical ways of thinking about mm-hmm. about the future in a positive light?
And if you want to continue this, you can go to the Quad in just a few minutes at noon and see what's going on there. This is Anna and Marissa, and you are listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio.
Yeah, and as Anna said, after this, we will be going to a relevant action taking place on campus. Mm-hmm. So we encourage you to check it out if you're listening. And the last song for the day will be by Matisse Yahoo, political forward thinking Jewish rapper.
Great. Thank you. All right. We'll see you next week, listeners.
Sometimes I lay under the moon, I thank God I'm breathing, and I pray, don't take me soon, 'cause I am here for